It's the Zibs Misadventures in Space! Episode 1, Is There a Doctor in the House?
Look at this fucking place. What is it, a supply depot or a ballroom?
Well, it's a little bit of both, fellow co-captain. Didn't you read that cultural breakdown I sent you about Dokent society? There's an entire section about how they infuse the arts into everything they do.
I did. And I went through the introductory brochures, but why did the Dokent Board of Tourism write their content to be so clinical and dry? It was boring.
So you didn't actually read it?
Not all of it. I'm sorry. I know I should be better prepared.
It's okay. I'll carry you through this. Let me do the talking and follow my lead.
Thanks for having my back. Do you feel underdressed? I do.
Oh, that reminds me. Is it? Got it. There.
A clip-on bow tie? You've got to be kidding me.
I am always prepared.
I'll remind you of that the next time we run out of ration packs and nearly starve to death again.
Hey, this might sound crazy now, but it was a fortunate accident when we ran so low on rations.
Nearly running out of food while in deep space was fortunate?
Yes. It means we had to stop here in Dokent space, and Station Magnum Turgo is known for giving out the good stuff.
I see. Well, the Administration of Resources / Space Exploration...
God damn it. Just say arse like everyone else, would you?
Fine. Get off my arse. My point is that arse must have known how desperate we were because the Zib usually ranks somewhere around holiday decorations and cat litter on their list of budget priorities.
On the other hand, a ship full of 23 vacuum-sealed corpses would create quite a scandal. And the PR department hates that.
Agreed. Too much paperwork. Hey, do you think it's safe to eat anything on these food platters?
Well, I'll say this. Dokent food beats Earth rations hands down. Their portions are small and have a distinct odor, but they're rich and full of flavor. Also, everything comes with a fancy small umbrella. See, over there?
Ooh, colorful. Can we go someplace else besides this banquet hall?
Come on, Maria. Try something. Expand that Earth-centered palate of yours.
Are you weirded out by the dirty looks these Dokent officials are giving us? Because I am.
I'll explain that later. Oh, avoid anything dark yellow. I once had an incident with that I thought was a meatball. Never again.
On second thought, does Dokent food, how should I say this, agree with the human stomach?
Let me put it this way. You know the difference between consuming ration pack number 2 or ration pack number 4 first thing in the morning?
Yes. It's approximately a 15-minute difference before the mad dash to the head.
Dokent food is more like ration pack number 4 and not as stinky.
Pardon. Would the common earther care to try the Calabi?
Common?
But of course, Garcon. Let me formally introduce ourselves. I'm Co-Captain Stewart. This is Co-Captain Maria Glynn of the mining or surveyor ship Zib.
Isn't that the garbage scowl being resupplied?
What did you say you g- Excuse, I meant to say I haven't tried that appetizer, is it? I've not tried this before. Looks interesting.
I'm going to double check our inventory list. I don't want to make small talk with the waiter.
Waiter? No, no, no. We are the caterers. We would never associate with members of the waitstaff. Here now, madam, I must insist you sample this finest batch of seasonal Calabi. Here you go, dirty Terran.
Take one and curtsy, or we'll be stuck here all day.
It'll be a cold day in hell before you see me curtsy. Fine, I'll try your local delicacy.
Enjoy your stay. Oh, I see a more important species. Excuse me.
What is this? It kind of looks like peanut butter fudge, but... What is that smell?
Just eat it. Mine was fine.
I don't want...
Shit. She's coming back. We have to look respectful. If you won't eat it, give it to me, quick.
Co-Captain Glenn, that was certainly delicious, wasn't it? Weren't you just telling me how much you liked the flavor?
Yes, just like my grandmother used to make it. There it is, just as good out as it was in.
I'm glad your unrefined human taste buds appreciate our delicately harvested calabi. I am told your presence is requested over at the supervisor's desk.
Where's that?
Right past the punch bowl, of course. Idiot. Earther.
I'd like to punch bowl her. Good fucking grief, Stuart. I can't believe you ate two of those things. What were they?
I don't know. See, Maria, that's your hang-up. Always asking questions that don't need answers and worrying about things that don't matter.
We're co-captains of a fleet ship. We are expected to make responsible choices. And to do that, we have to understand what's going on.
Sure. But as co-captains, we also take risks. We're bold. We, you know, grab all the free food we can. Do you have an extra bag for when we pass the pastry table?
You aren't even a little bit curious about what you ingested?
Not really. I grew up eating all sorts of random foodstuffs I didn't recognize in the outer sectors. I don't know most of their names to this day, and I'm still here. I'm sure the, what was it, calabi? Is fine. It tasted like curry.
Whatever it was, it gave you nasty breath. You know what worries me about you, Stuart? Your complete lack of worry.
Oh, now you're going after my happy-go-lucky attitude?
Yes. You know why? People like you go through life thinking everything is just hunky-dory, and you don't worry about a thing. Because when shit hits the fan, people like me scramble when everything is not hunky-dory. It does a number on my blood pressure, and I wish just once you would exercise a bit more caution.
Come on, Maria. Doesn't this seem just a little overblown to you?
Humans, your ship is supplied and ready for departure.
Oh, well, that was fast. You have quite the efficient operation here.
Yes, we do. We also have more distinguished guests arriving shortly. Mr. Stuart, I believe these items were a personal request from you. The cinnamon toothpaste and the raspberry condoms.
Hmm. Ha! My supplies. Good. Thank you for taking a special order.
I do not want to know.
You wouldn't believe how difficult it is to find anything raspberry flavored in this sector. We appreciate you sharing your abundance of goods with us and replenishing our ship.
Yes, well, if you would please depart at your earliest convenience, we would appreciate that.
Raspberry, huh? I never figured you a fruity flavor kind of guy. And I just realized there's some things I don't need to know about you, Stuart.
Station Magnum Turgo to Earth Ship Zib. You are clear to depart as soon as possible.
And we are clear from the station. Back to life on the Zib. Huh. That's weird. Have you ever seen that button blink purple before?
No, don't kick.
There. Now it's not blinking at all. Excuse me. Must have been something I eat. So, Maria, do you want to do a voice log of your first experience with the Dokent? I know how much you love to do those at the beginning of every mission, and then sometimes in the middle, after we've taken a break.
Thanks for the offer, but my logbook is on the fritz again.
Again? Lousy Ars property.
Yeah, though I could just do one without recording. It would be fun! Co-Captain's Log for Maria Glenn.
Or, you know, maybe it's just weird talking into the void when there's nothing wrong with the old-fashioned keyboard. Just update our mission recorder computer.
Excuse you. Ugh, fine.
I'm just going to enjoy the nice quiet of space.
So, as for the Dokent, answer this for me.
Ah, nuts.
They're supposedly this enlightened, advanced race. The greatest technological species in the known galaxy, right? How did they get so enlightened without developing any fucking manners? Every one of those shitlickers was rude to us.
The Dokent see humans as their annoying, less cultured, less intelligent country cousins. They put up with us, but they don't really like it. Kind of like how you Earthers treat space rats like me.
Jesus, Stuart, control yourself.
That's just some gas. Grow up, tight ass.
Right, right. I'm the snooty Earther princess, and you're the space rat with a heart of gold. We don't need to rehash that crap yet again. But back to the Dokent. Why do they even have relations with humans if we're such a nuisance to them?
They're a complicated race. You have to understand. Shit, what now? Just great. Ars has a new mining survey assignment for us. A comet passing through the neighboring system has a 15% chance of containing ephemite. Our orders are to investigate and confirm. Actually, it says to instigate and conform. I assume those are typos.
Fantastic. Ephemite nose rings are the hottest fashion item on Earth right now.
Isn't ephemite slightly radioactive? Might be tricky for us to extract. And I'm already feeling a little weird.
You're always weird. And we can handle it together. Besides, this mission could be a major score for me. I mean us. Really put me, the Zib, on the leadership's radar.
Chief Engineer Bailey, this is your favorite co-captain. Prepare the engines for top speed.
Roger, Control. Preparing engines for top speed. Beep, boop, boop, boop. Beginning warm-up sequence, mate. Beep, boop. Engines warmed up, sir. Good job, gents. Ready when you are, co-captains.
Course set in.
Let's go! Engines ahead!
Nav computer says our ETA is 2 hours and 15 minutes. Hey, Stuart, random question for you.
Look, I'm telling you, always be prepared. Those condoms are just...
This isn't about your damn condoms. Is it just me, or does everyone in engine control sound the same? I mean, it could just be the lousy comm system. Or maybe they're a group of quintuplets? How come we've never met all of them, Stuart? Look, I'm not being speciesist, if that's what you're going to accuse me of. They're all Earthers, anyway. And maybe I'm not great with accents. It's just, it's something I think about. One of those thoughts that comes to you in the shower, you know? Stuart? Stuart? Damn it, not again. If I had a Trans-Centaurian Sterling Lira for every time you passed out at the nav console. Oh, come on, Stuart, wake up. This is the fifth time this week. Don't make me report you, please. It's too much paperwork. Damn it, Stuart, wake up!
Huh? I swear it was ranch dressing and not...
Stuart! Stuart! Oh, for fuck's sake, get off the steering console! We're gonna crash into a moon! No!
Did you know that the Scarlet Witch was raised by an anthropomorphic cow? Have you ever wondered why J.R.R. Tolkien prefers the word queer to strange? Have you ever thought about exactly how much training goes into being Robin? Well, on the Geek History Lesson podcast, we are here to teach you. That's right, Geek History Lesson, where we teach you everything you need to know about a character, construct, or team in popular culture in about an hour. Hosted by Ringo Award-nominated comic book writers Jason Inman and Ashley Victoria Robinson, come join us in the Mind University every week. You will learn and you will laugh. Find us at geekhistorylesson.com or wherever fine podcasts are had.
Get off the console, Stuart! Ugh, so much dead weight! Whew. Resuming course for the comet, and hoping no one saw that. Stuart, are you alright?
Look, I got those magazines from my friend's dad just for the articles, I promise.
Stuart, could you please cut this out? Are you developing narcolepsy? If you don't wake up, I'm going to kick you. In the nats. Nothing. That's disappointing. Look, I know you like slacking on the job, but this is ridiculous. Even for you. What if I pour this glass of water over your head? You hate it when I waste resources like this. Oh, that's not water. That might have been lubricant for the transspatial mangle gears. Shit, I needed that for repairs. Stewart! Hey, Co-Captain Stewart! Now I know something is wrong. You didn't react when I messed up your hair. What the hell am I going to do?
Finger looking good.
Why, oh why, did the budget cuts remove a doctor of all people from the ship? For fuck's sake! Remember medic training. Oh, that's not gonna help. None of the other crew have medical training. Just a bunch of rock extractors. Maybe I could send an SOS. The closest presence in this sector is the Dokent supply station and... The Dokent! Those snooty bastards poisoned you with their smelly food, didn't they? That was the reason for your gas attack. Stewart, hey! Are you still with me? Do we still have that first aid kit? You might have food poisoning. What is all this? You've got to be kidding me. Cherry-flavored condoms? Extra-wide condoms? I don't even know what species has the genitals for this one. Sarsaparilla-flavored lube? Huh? I didn't know that was a thing. Where the hell is the rest of the stuff that's supposed to be in here, like actual medical supplies? Useless! Well, I guess if we don't have medical supplies here, the Zip will just have to go to them. Where's the closest medical facility? Checking the nav computer. Damn it! Dokent Hospital Annex Site on MX-4. Well, I suppose any spaceport in an ion storm. Setting course. In the meantime, I have a few choice words to send to those Dokent assholes, starting with... Dear Dokent assholes. He's passed out. Smelly food. Foul play. You bastards! I await your reply. There. That ought to get my point across. Now what? Maybe some research will help me figure out what's going on with you. Hey, Stewart, how you doing, mate? Talk to me.
In the salty ripples of the chip is where we hide all the secrets.
Alive but delirious. I can deal with that. Ugh, this medical library is huge. I can't sift through all of this. Stupid tech wars fragmenting our technological capabilities. Of course, if the Zib had voice interaction like most ships in the fleet. But no, we can't have anything nice on this piece of...
Engineering to bridge. We just noticed a change in course and speed. Why are we headed back to Dokent space?
Oh, I have a completely reasonable explanation. Let me just check something real quick. All right, mute button. Let's think. I can't let the crew know what's going on. There's that damn Black Widow reputation everyone thinks I have. HQ still blames me for that lightning strike on Venus with the Admiral. Oh, and then there was that incident with my old CO, a carton of butter pecan ice cream and a plastic unicorn. Don't ask, mute button. I don't want to talk about it. Oh, and there was my professor who spontaneously combusted. I still contend that was just his way of avoiding grading my final. Fuck. I can't afford any more black marks on my record. We're gonna play this one close to the vest. Just like command training always said, avoid panic, instill confidence. Breathe, stay calm. We're gonna fake it till we make it. Chief Engineer Bailey, about that course change. We're out of Band-Aids, so we need to get some.
We're going to a Dokent medical station just for that.
Well, we just have the plain ones. Ours regulations require that at least 5% of them feature cartoon characters. And also, we vitally need... T- tissues. Co-Captain Stewart goes through a lot of them, and I don't want him to be upset. Also, anti-diarrhea stuff. You don't want to be around him on taco nights. Isn't that right, Stewart? Yep. He said that's right. You want some chips or soda? Might as well raid their vending machines while we're at it.
Co-Captain Glenn, we got the notice down here about our new mission. It's my duty as Chief Engineer to strongly recommend we follow our orders and resume our previous course toward the comet. Let me check with my assistant here. Yeah, we cannot waste fuel. We have a strict allotment. There you go, Co-Captain. Even this slight course change will take us over our quarterly usage quota. Tell her we need more party supplies down here. I'm tired of our share birthday parties every other month. I want ice cream cake. Quiet. We just don't have enough in our budget for another refueling.
Let me handle that part, Engineer Bailey.
Okay, I did my part. You're the co-boss. Bailey out. We're just gonna have to make do with one cake every other month.
There is something really weird going on down there. Looks like the Zib will reach the Dokent Med Center in 1.5 hours. I hope you can last that long, Stewart. If you die, I will never live down my Black Widow reputation. And I will never get off this piece of crap. I may never get promoted to a bigger, shinier, nicer ship. We can't let that happen, so we're going to save your honky-dory ass, Stewart.
My tongue feels like it's glowing. Can I breathe oxygen?
What can we do here? We don't have voice interaction capability with our medical database. What else can we use? Those damn elite ships have virtual assistants to help their doctors. What do we have? What do we have? We have those holograms of classic musicians for entertainment, and they are interactive. Oh, I wonder, can one of those tie into the medical database? Yes! Stewart, you would be so proud of me right now for thinking outside the box.
Mom, is that you?
Yes, it's me, baby boy. We're gonna get you back, son. All right, let's see. We have a few to choose from. The blonde lady. The other blonde lady. Oh, this guy. He's the one. Stewart, the one thing we can agree on is that the classics are still the best. Let's activate the very first holographic performer ever.
Yo, what up? Where the hell am I? Is this where I'm booked tonight? It's a small venue.
Hi, I'll be your audience today. I'm Co-Captain Maria Glenn, and we're aboard the Galactic Surveyor ship Zib.
Call me Pop. A shit, huh? Is this a movie set? Some kind of action film?
No, we're in space.
I guess this isn't a bad gig after all. Beats Fresno.
Yeah, Fresno sucks.
Hey, can I fly the ship just for a little while? I've always wanted to do that.
Maybe later? Right now I really need your help with a medical problem.
Whoa, back up! I'm not looking at no STDs.
No, nothing like that. See, that guy over there who's passed out? We need to figure out what's wrong with him.
Oh, all right then.
Tell me something. Can you access the medical database? Your computer program, in case you didn't know.
Oh, I'm a bunch of light. That might explain why it so feels like some jump stellar dream.
Look, I know I just activated you and you probably have lots of questions, but I really need your help. Can you access the medical library?
Let me check. Whoa, this is wild. I instantly know any medical knowledge I want to look up. Oh, so that's what lupus is. Man, I just think about it and it's there. It's like I'm actually a doctor. Suck on that trait.
So it works?
For sure.
Yes. Let me introduce you to Co-Captain Stewart. who is the semi-comatose blob near your photonic foot. He doesn't usually drool like that. Well, no, I take that back.
All right, all right. Bless you, lot dobbies. No gunshot wounds. Did you hit him? Something like a sucker punch after you distracted him?
No, not today. Well, I might have kicked him just once.
What's all this crap on the floor?
Condoms. Don't ask.
Who feature humans getting it on with aliens? I bet it's skink as shit.
Never mind that. Can you check Stewart out? This is an emergency.
All right, check him out. Well, he's not too doughy, but I bet you he ain't winning any sitter competitions either. His hair's all right. I know some ladies who would be down. You want numbers?
No, check him out medically.
Oh, right, I'm a doctor. Well, that's not broken. He has a heartbeat and he's breathing. Gross, his breath smells straight up dang.
Good thing he's stocked up on toothpaste.
What are you feeding this boy?
He ate all these alien snacks about an hour ago. He could have been poisoned.
I see. He's not convulsing or foaming at the mouth, so that's good. Maybe whatever he ate just put him to sleep. You know, like after Thanksgiving dinner, we'll need a blood test to prove or disprove poison.
Oh, that could be a problem.
Why?
It just occurred to me that our lab is all the way on the other side of the ship. And you're a hologram, so you can't help me bring him there. Let me tell you, Co-Captain Stewart is nothing but a solid mass of knockoff gummy bears and chocolate milk.
Tell you what, Space Captain, you find a way to drag him down there, and I'll help take care of the rest. Dr. Puck is in the house.
Hello all, I'm Norman Lau.
And I'm John Champion, and we are the hosts of Mission Log, a Roddenberry Star Trek podcast.
Mission Log is the podcast where we delve into each and every episode in the Star Trek universe to discuss their morals, meanings, and messages.
It's the podcast created to examine the very heart of Gene Roddenberry's stories and how they've grown over five decades. It's an ongoing conversation through the entire Star Trek universe.
And the best part is that our journey will take at least 15 years to complete, maybe more.
Hang on. 15 years or more?
Well, you figure at an episode every week with more than 700 episodes from the original series through Enterprise, oh, and the movies, and all of the new Star Trek they keep making.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. You're right. Yeah, they keep making more Star Trek.
Isn't it great? We'll be talking about Star Trek and boldly going for years and years to come.
Right. Okay, let's see. 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025.
John, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, just clearing up my calendar for the next decade or so.
Well, we've been talking about Star Trek for most of our lives anyway, so what's the harm with another several years? And especially with our listeners tuning in week after week after week.
Mission Log, a Roddenberry Star Trek podcast. Podcast.roddenberry.com.
Fucking Stewart. Can't help a little, can you? Oh, that's my workout for at least a week. Hey, Pop, I'm glistening. Now it's your time to shine.
All right, let's see what got your boy passed out. Looks like the needles are to your right, Space Captain.
Oh, right. You can't hold real objects. I have to draw the blood.
Don't you be passing out on me. We won't save your friend if...
Well, I'm not sure how much we're actually friends. Maybe just co-workers. It's a complex social dynamic.
We gonna do this or not?
Yes.
Then put the space needle in the vein right there. And slowly pull the lever back to draw his blood.
Okay, here goes.
Ooh, that tickles.
There we go. Now what?
See that console to your left? Put the sample in there until you hear it click.
Okay.
Now, It would take a hot minute for the computer to run a diagnostic, and then I'll get busy analyzing the results. I already called up the program and everything, and I found some smooth grooves to help me think. You like this one, Space Captain?
Sure.
Yo, that was faster than Dumb My Nose delivery. Let's see what we've got.
Mama? Dear Mama.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, Vuddixon, it wasn't poison.
What?
It's not life-threatening, but his autonomic system has been affected. All we need to do is...
What? Puck, no. Where did you go?
Engineering to co-captain. We noticed a spike in the power consumption from the ship's computer. Don't worry, though. We shut it down to conserve power.
Bailey, consult me before doing that. I need that power spike back ASAP.
Scanning. Looks like an entertainment hologram was running.
Yes, and it's imperative you bring him back.
Oh, look, I understand that we all have needs. And I'm not one to pry into your personal life, co-captain, but we'll drain our batteries down to nothing if we let the computer run a hologram while also running the engines at top speed. You need to pick one or the other.
Bailey, you don't understand. I need both. This is an emergency.
It will be an emergency when your hollow void toy runs our power down and we have to recharge before we make it to the medical outpost.
Look, I'm not getting off. Are you serious about this?
You have to remember the Zib has logged a lot of light years. She's barely holding together these days. Isn't that right, engine crew? Yeah, nah, we won't make it. Confirmed, engine assembly. They'll have to tow us to the space dock. That'll be more embarrassing than this conversation, won't it? Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Look, I'm sorry I can't compromise on this. We'll figure it all out when we get within range of the outpost. Just resume speed and put the power back.
You know, there are other ways to...
Now!
Okay, it's your funeral. Bailey out.
Yo, what happened?
Sorry, there was a glitch in the system.
Old burnouts. I know about those. But, shit, future space computers still crashed.
We've got our share of problems in the here and now, Pac. I'll fill you in, but right now, we need to focus on Stuart.
Right. It's not poison in his blood, but he's definitely got something in the system. You know if he ingested something called Calabar?
Yes! That's what that crap was called. Stuart wolfed down two pieces of that stuff. They were brown and... How did you describe Stuart's breath? Dank?
Well, that's the stuff that makes your boy pass out. Calabar is the Dokken species equivalent to weed.
Like dandelions?
No, like smoking it up. You don't party with Mary Jane. No Mary Joanna. THC. The primary chemical in cannabis.
Oh! No, I never tried it. I went to a private school.
You've gotta get a mole, Space Captain. No wonder you still wearing up. Let's call up the Kinopedia on this monitor here. So as you can see on this cool flat screen monitor, in small quantities, Calabar has the same effect as THC in cannabis. It gives a feeling of relaxation, euphoria. Just feeling good, know what I say? But Calabar is way more concentrated than what's on Earth. It's like the South America of the galaxy. Two pieces is probably a good time for the Dokken. But that much in humans puts them out cold, as we see with Julian Boy here.
But he'll be fine?
Sure thing. He's been sleeping it off. He'll be back to normal soon. Probably having some trippy-ass dreams. He needs to drink lots of water when he wakes up. And make sure you have some munchables. He's gonna be hungry.
So, wait. You learned all of this on something called Dokentopedia?
Yeah, just open the program called Net Scraping. It's easy to call it up in your space screening. You might want to put it in your favorites.
Unbelievable.
Look, just because it's free, that doesn't mean the information is any less valid. Looks to me like these Dokent peeps cured the site pretty well. And it was easier to process than some of those fancy pants medical journals that came up for cross-reference.
No, that's not what I meant. Why the hell didn't I do what you just did? I knew the name of the stuff, and if I would have done more than glance at a database in the first place, I could have avoided so many fucking fires I'll have to put out in the near future, and all because of some fucking weed?
Hey, go easy on yourself, Space Captain. It ain't easy thinking clearly in a crisis.
Every day on this ship is a crisis. I should be an expert by now.
Well, you created me, and I'm a doctor. That's pretty tight.
You are definitely the bright spot of this whole thing. Thanks for your help, Pac. I'm gonna turn off your program for now, but we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right. Peace.
Bailey to Co-Captain Glenn. I see that you're, done.
Hello? Is anybody out there?
Sure, Bailey. Roger that. Glenn out. Stuart? Stuart? Hey! How are you feeling?
Sleepy. My left eye won't open. And I'm peckish. Also, I have to pee. And I can't remember the name of my fourth grade teacher. Other than that, I'm hunky...
Dory. Ah, good. Look, I need to tell you about some things that happened while you were out.
Did you kill someone?
Why would you think that? No, I was trying to save your life. I freaked out when you passed out, and I changed our course to the closest medical facility, and I had to slap around the engine crew because I was running a hologram while the engines were at full speed, and they think I was getting on with this hologram, but he is actually a doctor, and that's the best part. I created a holographic doctor, Stuart. His name is Pac.
Whoa, slow down. You're playing doctor with a hologram?
I'm just saying that a lot happened while you were out of it. And I might have some things to explain to Ars HQ.
What about the comet with the Ephemite?
Shit. Two strikes at HQ then.
So it's just another Thursday. Why am I in the lab? I hate the wallpaper in here.
I brought you in here for a blood test. I thought you were poisoned by that Dokent garbage you ate.
Here, help me up. I should have a stash of ice cream in that freezer over there. I'm hungry as fuck.
Aren't we supposed to keep emergency blood samples in here?
Let's keep talking about the problems you created. If I remember correctly, Ephemite, because of its radioactive properties, is used in some medical scanning equipment.
How would you possibly know that?
I liked to take things apart when I was in middle school. Me and my best friend, Jen. Okay, her name is gone too. Man, give me that ice cream.
I have an idea. I'm transmitting a request to the Dokent Medical Outpost. All right. What would a kiss-ass write? Dear most esteemed doctors, nurses, and medical professionals, the lowly Earthship Zib humbly requests containers of Ephemite from your medical devices. In exchange, we would proudly offer... Damn it. What do we have in overabundance that a medical facility would need?
Nothing. We don't have any medical supplies left. Not after I traded ours for... you sure you don't want some of this ice cream? I have a clean spoon you can use.
Condoms! That's it! We would proudly offer a wide array of prophylactics for a variety of species. We know the Dokent fervently desire the non-Dokent population to maintain its lowly birth rate. Kindest regards. There. Sent.
But I was going to use them for...
They'll have to wait. Concentrate on opening that left eye. We've got mail. Ah, the Dokent accepted our trade.
Ha! Boom! See? Problem solved.
Yeah. Ars doesn't need to know how we got the Ephemite. Oh, another Dokent message.
Maybe it's a customer service survey.
This says they got my angry letter accusing them of poisoning you. Oh, shit. I forgot I even did that. Shit.
It'll be fine.
No, this one might not be so hunky-dory. I just read through my message and I was pretty harsh. I used way too many expletives. No amount of weird-ass sex lubricant is getting me out of this one.
Maria, it'll be fine. Here, help me up on the console. Alright, half my fingers are numb, so you'll have to type this for me.
Type what?
Just respond with what I say. Dear most honored keepers of Magnum Turgo. So after that, I was the star of the student play after delivering that monologue, all thanks to Miss Reebok. Man, I'm so glad I can remember her name now.
I'm just glad you're back in action, Co-Captain Stewart. And you'll have to do that Captain Hook speech for me one day. I still can't believe that worked.
You're a holographic medic? I mean, you put it together on the fly. It wasn't going to be perfect. But I think I'll check on it, make it more energy efficient so Bailey and his boys don't have any more power panic attacks when we use it.
I wasn't talking about Pock. I meant your letter. Threatening the caterers with bad reviews unless they forgot about my letter? You can be savage.
Never underestimate the power of a one-star review to restaurants.
Well, our FMite mission is complete. HQ is off our ass for a change, and we've actually had an hour of quiet. I hate to admit it, but I owe you.
Nah, I owe you. You brought me all those tacos and soda while I was recovering. And both of my eyes are open now. Look, it's always the two of us. We may not always agree, but we got each other's backs.
Roger that. I just have one more question. What the fuck is up with all those condoms and lube in the first aid kit?
Oh, that. Well, as you know, as a space rat, I was brought up to always be prepared. You never know what's out there in space.
And you thought you'd be getting down with a lot of aliens? Okay.
Actually, it was for you.
Excuse me?
I just know you haven't had any relationships since you've been on the Zib, so as your co-captain, I wanted to make sure you were prepared for any encounters of the third base or more you might have.
You bought condoms and lube for me.
Yeah! Better safe than sorry.
Stuart, I'll manage my own condom supply, thank you very much. And you manage yours. That's an order.
We're the same rank.
Do I make myself clear?
Yes.
Thanks, asshole.
Thank you for listening to the Zib's Misadventures in Space, starring Lauren Izzo as Co-Captain Maria Glynn, Justin Wilson as Co-Captain Stewart, Chris Otto as Chief Engineer Tito Bailey, Ashley Victoria Robinson as the Dokent Caterer and the Dokent Supply Manager, and Tristan Riddell as the booming voice in the intro. Thank you, everyone. This project could not have happened without you. The Zib's Misadventures in Space was created and written by Charlene Schmidt and Philip Gilthis. Sound design and editing by Charlene Schmidt, with an assist by Philip Gilthis. The voice of Pock was possible thanks to UberDuck. Music and special effects by Epidemic Sound. This production is a proud affiliate of the Legion of Stupid.
Next week on the Zib's Misadventures in Space.
Co-Captain. Explain. Now.
It's all in my handwritten log.
Deal in the
we
world.
Followed procedure,
I think there's no reason
mostly.
To panic.
I take
it's
full
not
responsibility.
The end of the galaxy,
well, 50%
honestly. Let's all
responsibility
calm down.
As co-captain. We just need to...
You two have landed yourselves in some strange situations before. You usually come out the other side okay, or at least passable. Barely. But this could put Earth on the brink of galaxy-wide chaos.
So stoop up this dope in the future, right?
I've only been there once. It was kind of lame compared to where I grew up.
But, like, the slime cars now?
Not exactly.
What? All right. What about some hoverboards like in that movie?
Nope, none of those. No futuristic flying. Anything, really. Other than the space fleet.
The fuck? Not even jetpacks?
Oh, yes, they made those 100 years ago. But you know, there was that big lawsuit, so they kind of went away. I've been to that memorial site.
Shit, but no pollution, traffic, or global warming.
Oh, global warming did its thing. Otherwise, the pollution isn't as bad as in your day.
I'll be damned. What about laser tag? Is that real now?
Oh, yes. There's an official league and everything. I grew up watching laser tag tournaments all the time. There are a bunch of teams. It was really cool.
All right. I guess the future is pretty cool.
But the lasers eventually caused all the players' eye damage, so it got banned a few years ago. Yeah.
Man, those Jetsons were goddamn lies.